Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition on this Saturday morning. I'm Mark Purcell. Amy Waugh, Xavier University women's basketball coach, is in the front row with Betsy Ross to preview the coming season.
The Atlantic 10 Conference has a new look this year, and that includes scheduling some of the opponents and really how the conference is organized for basketball. And our second-year head coach for the Xavier Musketeers, Amy Waugh, is with us on the front row. Amy, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Betsy. Good to be here.
As I mentioned, this is the second year that you have been running the show there at Xavier. Longtime assistant coach, moving up to the head coaching job here. Looking back at your first year as a head coach, how was it, now that you've had a few months to kind of step back and look? Overall, how was it for you?
You know, I think it was a growing process. I think I learned a lot. My staff learned a lot. And I think, you know, the players that we have from last year's team, they grew and they're ready to go this season.
What does it mean for the players to kind of walk down the halls of Cintas Center and they see your picture and they see some of your records that you set there at Xavier? Is it a plus or a minus when you're a coach?
You know, I think it helps. There's a level of respect because they know I've been there. They know I've been able to do things and be successful as a player at that school. And at the end of the day, I think it truly helps because they know whether they want to give me a hard time or not and tell me I'm old now, but they do know that I worked hard and that's how I got to where I am.
And I'm sure you still have a pretty nice three-point shot too, don't you?
I let them know about it all the time.
I don't blame you. For those of you who may not know, Amy Waugh was on some of the best Xavier teams going back to the first run of the Elite Eight when she was one of the star guards there on that team. And when you go out and recruit, what kind of player are you looking for? I mean, I guess the general answer is, you know, the best one I can find. But every coach has a personality, and I'm sure that you want to kind of put your personality on there. You mentioned that you were a hard worker as a player, and you want your players to be that way. What do you look for in a player when you go out and recruit?
Yeah, I look at how hard they play. I look at their body language. I look at their fundamental skill set. I look at how they address their teammates, what they do when they're on the bench. And, you know, I want a kid who obviously is talented and knows how to play the game, but I also want somebody who's not afraid to roll up their sleeves and get to work and maybe has that little edge to them that I'm going to prove people wrong. And then also, I want to get to know the kid, and I want to make sure they have good character, and they're going to represent our program the right way.
Is it tough to go out and recruit now, maybe over the times that you were an assistant coach? Are the players demanding more of a program? Are the parents a little more inquisitive as to, you know, I'm turning my daughter over to you and your school. What can I learn about your program? Is it a little more demanding of you and your assistants from both the player and the parents?
Absolutely. We need to make sure that those parents feel comfortable with sending their daughter away from school, as a lot of these kids, it's the first time they've ever been away from home, and you know, their parents have done a great job of raising them, but now they need to put their trust in somebody else. And if that's us, we need to prove to them that we're going to make sure their daughter gets taken care of and gets an education as well as a great experience here.
Looking ahead at the 2012-2013 season, now that the schedule is out, as I mentioned, the A-10 has a little different look, kind of a familiar face. Butler now is part of the A-10, and that kind of jiggles around the schedule a little bit. Xavier has never been afraid to play some big names, especially out of conference. And what do you think is the history behind that, or the theory behind that? Everybody says that you kind of have to be tested before you get into the conference to make sure that when you get into tournament play that the student athletes are ready. Xavier's never been afraid to go travel and go to Duke or go to Stanford. You've always been able to really schedule those games and test your players right off the bat.
Yeah, I think it's a great test. And also, you know, they came to play at Xavier to play the best. We want to challenge ourselves at the very start of the season. And to be the best, you've got to play the best. And, you know, we're going to take our lumps. But at the same time, it's a growing experience. And as long as we learn from every game and continue to get better, it'll help prepare us not only for the conference season, but hopefully also in March.
We are talking with second-year head coach Amy Waugh of the Xavier Musketeers. Of course, practice has started. The schedules are out, and they'll be rolling out the basketball for real here in about a month or so. You have had a lot of luck, and Xavier historically has had a lot of luck, in recruiting right in your own backyard. You have a freshman guard coming in from Ryle High School in Northern Kentucky. Ashley Wanninger has been with you and really has solidified the guard position. You have girls right here in your backyard that you have been able to really use in your program. Amber Gray is a transfer that, you know, it is a wonderful story in all kinds of different levels that Amber has been able to really be a standout player for you. What is it about this area that really is a gold mine for recruiters?
Ohio and Cincinnati, they have a lot of great high school basketball programs, and we've been lucky enough to keep them at home, or if they went away, we've been lucky enough to get them back. And in this season, we've got five local kids, with Jessica Patchko and Amber Gray being redshirt seniors this year, and Ashley Wanninger is a junior, and then you mentioned Jenna Crittenden, and then we also have Brianna Glover from Mason High School. And so those five, you know, it's great to keep them local, and hopefully that can also increase our fan support with so many local kids.
And the Xavier women's program has been pretty consistent with your fan support. It seems as if you have a core season ticket base that, you know, they stay with you. That's got to be rewarding for you as a coach to be able to see the same faces over and over, year after year, come to see your games.
We have a very loyal fan base, and you know, we appreciate them very much, and we try to make sure we let them know how much they mean to us. And, you know, the loyal bunch has been here ever since I played, and it's great to see those familiar faces every single day, and to have them continue to support us last year and stick behind us, it was very important to our team, and we're looking forward to seeing them again and also building on that fan base.
So let's get into the nitty-gritty of the season coming up here. You have nine teams that were in some level of postseason last year, and then, you know, just fighting in the A-10 to get into the A-10 tournament to begin with. It kind of has to be a plus. You just play Dayton once. Dayton has always been historically kind of a thorn in the side of Xavier. But look at this season ahead. What's going to be some of the big tests for your team?
You know, early on, we've got Michigan at the Cintas Center in our second game, and then we're also bringing Duke here to the Cintas Center right after Thanksgiving. So those are kind of two of our marquee matchups. And then, you know, we always have the Cincinnati game, mm-hmm. This time at their place. So that's in early December. We'll travel to at Middle Tennessee State, which is another team that plays in the NCAA tournament every year, a tough team. And after Christmas, we're traveling to Virginia. We're going to play in Virginia's Christmas tournament, so we have a chance at playing them and another ACC program. So, again, we scheduled to challenge ourselves in the preseason, and after the first few days of practice, you know, I'm excited to get back out there and continue to work and continue to improve.
A couple of new members of the A-10, as I mentioned, Butler, kind of a familiar face around here, but Virginia Commonwealth, also a new one. Does that change the landscape at all of the A-10?
Honestly, this year I think it's as wide open as it's ever been. Every team lost key members of their program, and I'm interested to see how it all pans out at the end of the year, because I think it's wide open.
Always an exciting season and always an exciting team that you put out there on the floor. Second-year head coach Amy Waugh of your Xavier Musketeers. Coach, thanks so much for being with us on the front row.
Thanks, Betsy.